Ninth District Legislative Update with Senator Mark Schessler.
It is week two of the session. We're hearing a lot of bills in the committees now, both Ways and Means and Policy Committees. And we had our first action on the floor, which was generally a group of retreads that we've heard the arguments before, and the outcomes were about the same as they were a year ago. So we're getting into the point next where we'll start seeing bills go to executive session and be voted on, some good, some obviously not so good. There is more tax proposals than you can keep track of between the House and the Senate. We've seen utility taxes, we've seen cell phone taxes, we've seen income tax, we've seen wealth tax, we've seen payroll taxes, bottle taxes, litter taxes. I can't even begin to name them all. There are so many. And these don't just hit the millionaires and billionaires. They hit that hardworking family that really doesn't need a higher utility bill, a paper bag bill, a bottle bill. They're just trying to get by, raise their families, and enough is enough.
What bills are you working on?
I'm working on one bill to reduce the maximum cap architects receive when they design our schools. With computer-aided drafting, we need to look at those costs on school construction, go from blank check to some financial restraint.
You're the lead Republican on the Capitol budget. Anything to highlight there?
In one case, the governor's office proposed a massive increase in housing. Now, personally, I think housing is more of a private sector effort, but he is the governor and the majority likes housing. But when I dug deeper into it, 1,900 low-income housing units. Well, that sounds pretty good, except we dedicate the bonds, and they will not be built in the 25-27 biennium. So why are we allocating bonds for projects that won't be built anytime soon? We could probably do better in a host of areas. That's one example of why government housing is so inefficient.
Ninth District Legislative Update with Senator Mark Schessler.